Welcome to our deep dive into Robo Maze Masters. It's a STEM program designed to spark curiosity and innovation in K through second graders. We're going to discover how this program cleverly combines two different robots, Gearbots and Botly Robots, for a super engaging and educational experience.
Robo Maze Masters is fascinating because of its hands-on approach. Kids get to build and test their own robots, then they dive into the world of coding, all while having a blast.
I'm already intrigued. The program description mentions building these Gearbots for relay races and a design expo. I'm picturing tiny robots zipping around, passing objects between them, like a high-tech tag team.
Exactly. These relay races aren't just about speed. They encourage teamwork and strategic thinking. Kids have to collaborate to design a robot that can effectively maneuver and pass objects to their teammate's robot.
And the design expo. That sounds like a fantastic way for kids to showcase their creativity and problem-solving skills.
Absolutely. It's a chance for them to personalize their Gearbots, adding unique features and designs. The program even highlights that there are instructions for building three different Gearbot models, encouraging kids to experiment with different designs and learn from each other's creations.
Three different models. That's impressive. So it's not just about following step-by-step instructions. It's about understanding the underlying mechanics and applying that knowledge to create something new.
Precisely. And that's where the real learning magic happens. It's not just about building a robot. It's about understanding how it works, why certain designs are more effective than others, and how to troubleshoot problems that arise.
Now, you mentioned coding. That's where Botly comes in, right?
Yes. Botly introduces kids to the world of coding in a fun and accessible way. It uses what's called manual coding. Think of it like giving Botly step-by-step instructions using a remote control.
So, instead of typing lines of code on a computer, they're physically interacting with the robot, guiding its movements.
Exactly. It's a brilliant way to introduce the logic of coding without the need for complex syntax or screens. Kids can design their own mazes, then program Botly to navigate through them, learning about sequencing, conditional statements, and loops along the way.
It's like giving directions to a friend, but with a robot. Each step needs to be clear and precise for Botly to reach its destination.
And just like giving directions, there might be obstacles along the way. That's where conditional statements come in. Imagine programming Botly to avoid obstacles, like a playful puppy darting around. Kids are learning these coding concepts without even realizing it.
That's fantastic. So we've got hands-on building with Gearbot and strategic coding with Botly. It's a dynamic duo of STEM learning. But let's talk logistics for a moment. The program mentions color-coded parts and designated workspaces. It sounds like organization is a key element.
You're right. The program cleverly uses color-coded parts, which is more than just about organization. It helps kids visualize the different components and understand how they fit together.
I see. So it's like a visual map that guides the building process. What about the workspace setup? What kind of environment does Robo Maze Masters recommend?
Interestingly, the program encourages working on the floor. It might seem unusual, but there's a smart rationale behind it. It not only prevents potential damage if a robot takes a tumble, but also creates a more relaxed and collaborative atmosphere.
I'm intrigued by this emphasis on floor work. What's the pedagogical thinking behind that?
Well, working on the floor allows kids to spread out, easily share ideas, and really get into the groove of building and coding. It fosters a sense of teamwork and creates a more engaging and dynamic learning environment.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about breaking down barriers and creating a space where kids feel comfortable experimenting, collaborating, and letting their creativity shine. So we've got our workspace sorted, and we know the parts are neatly organized. What about the instruction booklets that guide the building and programming process?
Now that you've got your workspace sorted, let's peek into those instruction booklets. The program emphasizes that facilitators should review them beforehand. For the Gearbot, the booklet provides instructions for building those three different robot models we talked about.
This multi-model approach is really clever because it allows for different learning styles and interests. Some kids might excel at following instructions precisely, while others might thrive on experimenting and coming up with their own modifications.
Exactly. And for Botly, the instruction booklet covers everything from operating the robot to understanding its various components. It even includes coding challenges. Think of them like brain-tickling puzzles that encourage kids to apply what they've learned in fun and creative ways.
It sounds like these instruction booklets are designed to be comprehensive resources, guiding both the facilitators and the kids through the learning process.
Absolutely. They provide step-by-step guidance while also encouraging exploration and discovery. The program also recommends using videos found on the associated website page.
So, it's like having a virtual robotics instructor right there to help. This program really seems to go above and beyond to make learning engaging and accessible. Before we move on, I'm curious about the technical support Roto Maze Masters provides. What happens if a robot starts acting up or a piece goes missing?
That's a great question. The program provides direct links to customer support for both Gearbot and Botly. So if a robot starts doing the robot equivalent of a headstand, you know exactly who to call. Having that direct line to customer support can be a real lifesaver, especially for busy teachers or parents.
Absolutely. It's all about minimizing stress and keeping the focus on learning and fun.
Yeah, it really does sound like this program is setting kids up for success in so many ways.
It is. It really is. And you know what? Thinking back on everything we've talked about, I'm really struck by how flexible this program is.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about how it can be adapted to fit any schedule, whether it's a classroom setting, an after-school program, or even a homeschool environment.
And it goes beyond just scheduling. The program also have a ton of resources to support both facilitators and students. It's been great taking this deep dive into Robo Maze Masters with you.
Yeah, the pleasure was all mine. It's always inspiring to explore programs that are really dedicated to nurturing young minds and fostering a love of learning.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. To all our listeners out there, if you're looking for a way to introduce the wonders of STEM to the young learners in your life, Robo Maze Masters might just be the perfect program to get those gears turning.